I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I talk about the past, P-A-S-T, critic who starts it with people are saying that, P-A-S-T, which is another one that grates on my nerves, where they use some fictitious other person to describe the criticism. And then finally, the confused. And those are usually well-intending church members, but they don't understand why the world is changing so rapidly. And for them, the church is a place of stability. Yes, it is on those things that matter. But the confusion comes when things of a methodological or a cultural issue begin to change, and they don't understand why that is necessary. So I speak in hyperbole to say unmovable, but I would simply say that those are the types of obstacles that you might face with some of your church members.
Well, maybe as we've heard those, doing a little self-assessment, say, okay, I could make some changes on some of those areas, aspects in my life, because I think we all have those aspects from time to time. One of the things you talk about kind of in a roadmap to leading your church in change is communicating a sense of urgency, but you also talk about stopping and praying. It seems like those two steps maybe seem like they're in contradiction.
They could be. And if you have to choose between the two, stop and pray. Okay. Stop and pray. Because otherwise you're going to get out ahead of God. I have yet to see any type of sustained change in a church that was not so bathed in prayer that everybody who has a relationship with God through Christ is talking about it, and it's where people are praying for it in groups. The church is praying for it, maybe as a congregation. Maybe it's too early at this point. Certainly the staff is coming together, elders, deacons, everybody is taking time to pray. Yes, you need to communicate a sense of urgency. Yes, you need to move quickly. But moving so quickly that you leave God out of the picture is foolish, unbiblical, and unfruitful. So when it's all said and done, you pray, and then you say, hey, guys, hey, ladies, if we don't make these changes, here is where we will be, say, 10 years from now or 5 years from now. And it's not just a concern about our local church. It's what are we doing here? What are we doing as believers in Christ gathered together in this local manifestation called the church? What is our purpose? Why do we exist? And anytime you begin to ask those questions, there's a sense of urgency. The Great Commission is a sense of urgency that we're to go and make disciples of all people groups or nations. It's an imperative that exists from the first century AD to 2016 today. So prayer, yes. Urgency once you have prayed significantly and continue to pray.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.